What's up, y'all? Jeffrey, Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex from the default location. Testing out a new camera. Well, an old camera, an old phone, a new setup. Testing a new setup. Old camera. My Galaxy Samsung 9 with a wireless microphone. As you can see, there's no wire. And also, since I'm using the older phone, I have flip capabilities, which I didn't have on my new phone because the app doesn't work on the new Android OS. So I'm able to flip phones, which is kind of a nice thing to be able to do. I mean, just at least just for now, so I get things set up. I ordered a couple of devices that should help me. The thing that happened was I'm doing my podcast. I'm converting my podcast and everything into video and into your MP3 and, you know, from video to MP3. And I was listening to it and there was a hum in there. There was a hum. And I figured it out. It was from the USB-C to 3.5 millimeter plug, stereo plug, from the mic input, because the new cameras don't have the, you know, 3.5 millimeter audio plug anymore. You have to use USB-C adapter, and it was making noise. I through trial and error, experimentation, and deducing, it was making noise. One thing about this camera, though, using the older Samsung, my older camera, it's a lot lighter and a lot easier to carry, so I can have it kind of stretched out, so I can have it like really far away. It's not so bad. I can actually carry it, you know, with it pivoted way, way out. And I can do stuff like this. You know, that's one cool thing about it. It's not that heavy. So I'll be able to walk like this. And I would just carry this and do it this way, you know, without a problem. And I probably should, but I don't want to carry two phones. I don't want to carry my main phone, which is getting my steps, and this phone. Even though it's kind of nice to have it all stretched way out, you know, I can bring it in, put it back to kind of where it was, to about right there. And it's still, it's a lot easier to carry. But I was hearing hum, and I was like, I gotta get rid of this hum. And so what I did was, the videos that I'd already recorded, they had the hum in them. I put them in my Cubase program. Put a noise gate on it to take that hum out. I was looking for a hum, noise reduction hum. I don't think Cubase had it. They just had the gate. So I had to put the gate on it. So anything, you know, any noise below a certain level, it would shut off, it'd be silence. So when I talked, it would open up. And that kind of, and then the hum would be behind me. The hum would still be there, but I'd be talking louder over it. And it kind of took a lot of it out of it. At least a distraction. Then you can hear a slight variance in the voice and in the delivery and in the audio of the gate opening and closing. It doesn't sound natural, but I can live with it. And then I listened to the video with the noise in it, and on the phone and in the car, it didn't sound that bad. It might have just been me, the speakers that I have set up at home, because I have, you know, my good, quote unquote, good set of speakers that I have connected to my interface and Cubase Pro, my production system, I guess you can call it. And then I got like a subwoofer I have from a cheaper set of speakers. And I added a couple of mid-range small tweeters that I got that actually could stand alone. They could actually stand alone. I could plug those directly into a computer, but I got those plugged in to the woofer. So I got like a little subwoofer down there, a little speakers on the side, and it comes out okay. You know, it sounds okay for like quote unquote generic audio instead of having those big MX9 woofers, you know, blowing up the whole place when I'm just trying to hear a YouTube video or something. One thing I worried about this thing is losing it, because it's wireless and the clip is cheap and I got a piece of cardboard tape to it and a bunch of other stuff. So I'm worried about using it. So before I even left here, I was gonna make a necklace chain or a lanyard to put it on. But then I look at it and there's no way to tie the lanyard on. And again, I probably could invest and make a, you know, a little bit of investment in a certain kind of wireless microphone. Probably wouldn't kill nobody, spend a little bit of money. But I'm still working on it, because like yesterday, the other day, and all these few days, I've been getting the cheap microphone to sound pretty good. So I know if I go ahead now and get a decent one, I could probably make it sound real good. But anyway, this is supposed to be a test. Just want to make sure it's working. First time out with the wireless camera. I do like the idea of a wireless camera. I do like the idea of a wireless camera. And, you know, we'll see if it doesn't have hum and this and that. Happy Friday, boys and girls. Happy Friday. Well, I just did a test, and it sounds, I hear audio, so it's definitely recording audio. You know, but it sounds like, it didn't sound like it could seem like it could have been louder. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. We'll see what happens. I just wanted to make sure. We'll see what it sounds like and the quality of it and the volume when I get back in a more suitable environment to make this such evaluation. I'm eating too much. Happy Friday, boys and girls. Tis the season, and I'm eating too much. I got better energy since I quit smoking those Black and Milds. My energy is up, but that space needs to be filled. And I'm doing it with eating. Right in the middle of eating season, hibernation season, I still feel good though. And I'm getting stuff done. I'm doing stuff. You know, my energy is definitely higher. And I'm doing stuff that I didn't usually do, that I would just usually do. I did get a headache yesterday. I did get one of those like nasal headaches yesterday, to where I feel pressure in my nose, or tension, or pressure, or pain, or whatever in my nose, and it kind of trickles back into my head. So I took 2 Tylenol and a fake Claritin, and it kind of knocked it out. I was feeling better by the evening, got through work okay. It kind of knocked it out, but in the morning I can tell when it starts. You know, might as well go ahead and pop them Tylenol. Might as well pop that Tylenol, that Claritin. Then I looked on the weather to see what the weather was going to be like, and it said cloudy today, cloudy tomorrow. And I said, guess they expected rain Thursday, which goes, you know, pretty much with my nasal situation, headaches right before it. It used to be allergies right before it rained. I would get allergies, and those would get stopped up, everything started running. But lately, it's just been, I've been getting these headaches. And it starts in the nasal area, like a throbbing. I don't think it's congestion, it's like a throbbing and a pain. And then it just spreads to the back of my head, if I can knock that out. But anyway, I had one yesterday. It had been a while. I thought it was the aspartame that did it. Maybe it's just residual from the aspartame. Maybe there was aspartame in that carbonated lemonade that I was drinking at work. That's what I just say anything. People say anything to justify what they want to believe or something that they want to believe. If that wasn't the same thing. See, one thing about this camera too, it's only lighter. I can flip it forward and back. I can pause it. So when I walk across the street, there's a lot of noise. I can pause it until I get to the quieter thing and I don't have to go home and splice them together on the edit. Or I can just let it run and you can hear the noise. It's definitely holiday season. Traffic isn't all that crazy out here today. Traffic is kind of light. You can definitely notice a difference in traffic. I definitely notice a difference in traffic. It's definitely lighter. See, I could have made it across the street. Look. That's it. But I guess I'm lazy. See, I could have made it again. I'm going this time. Yeah, here comes the car. See, I could run. There's nothing wrong with me being able to run. But let's just face it, sometimes it's just nice to stand there on the corner and not get rest, but just to kind of chill, you know? Just to kind of like, just chill. See, this thing is so light, I can hold it up like that. I can hold it out. I mean, you can see more and not be so close up bombing. I like the wireless part. And we'll see how it sounds. But anyway, I ordered a USB-C extender, like a little small adapter, only about like that big, because on my main phone, the case is so thick that I can't plug in the wireless adapter to my main phone. And if I could do that, if I could plug in to my main phone, I'll go wireless. I'll just go wireless. And that means I'll go wireless from here forward, quite probably. I'll just have to, like, if this wireless one goes bad, I have to buy another one. And in fact, the reason I had to go wireless and switch this camera, as I was saying before, because I noticed the hum in my video, and I just found out it was from the USB-C adapter cable. I plug it in, don't even hook a mic up to it, and record, and I will hear a hum. So it did it on both cameras. It did it on this phone and it did it on my main phone. So I'm thinking the cable might be bad or cable something, and I googled it, and some people said they heard hisses and noises, you know, from those cables in the reviews. But I ordered the same exact one. Actually, two of them for $9.99. Ordered two of them for $9.99. Plug it in, see if I get the same thing. If I get the same noise, you know, we'll evaluate from there. You know, do I go ahead and buy another one, or do I just go wireless? I don't know. Maybe I should just go wireless. But anyway, I got those cables coming today. And I'm gonna, you know, plug those into my main phone and see if they, I plug those into my main phone and I'll see if it, you know, I get the hum. And if I don't, or if I do, you know, I'll react accordingly. And then also tomorrow coming, I have the extender, the USB-C extender. It's just like a regular USB-C thing. It's like a feed-through almost. USB-C male to USB-C female. Basically, it's like pure extender so that you can... The actual picture of it showed a wireless microphone dongle plugged into the camera. I mean, plugged into the phone, and it was extended off, and that's the only thing I need. You know, to get past that case of my phone. I love my case of the phone. I spent $40 for that case on my phone. Very good investment. Worth the investment. It's been a year and a half. Still solid. It has a the USB-C port plug. It's sturdy. It's keep my phone protected. The only thing, every now and then, I got to clean it out. I need to take it apart, wipe the phone off because dust and stuff gets in there. And I got some stuff to where I can clean out the mic plugs and clean out this and clean out that. And this is probably other maintenance that I probably need to do on the phone after for it being in my pocket for months and months and months, going through this and maybe getting wet and lint and all that stuff. So, you know, just a little maintenance. So I'll get that today. I'll get those cables today. And if I get the cables, I'll get the cables. I test them out. Because when I ordered them, it said, you ordered this last September 2022. It's your last purchase. So I just bought the same ones again. If it still makes that hum, I'll just pack them up and I'll send them back and make a trip to the Chatsworth Amazon tomorrow before the game, because I also want to take back the microphone, the wireless microphone I got that didn't work. I tried to take it back Sunday to the UCLA, to the Amazon locker in Westwood, but it was closed on Sunday, even though it said it was open. See, right now, I'm doing a turnaround walk. There's somebody walking ahead of me. And I'm a little early anyway. So I'll turn around and walk backwards. Increase the space between us. And then turn around this way. And then hopefully, you know, if I catch up with them, I'll be farther, or they'll turn or something. I don't know. Anyway, I just don't like walking close to people. I have a personal space thing. In fact, we got our bonuses. I have the best job in the world. I have the best job in the world. I feel unworthy. In fact, I feel like I need to do more. That's how I feel about this job. I feel like I need to do more. And I don't know if, and that's not a usual feeling for me. That's an uncommon feeling for me to think that I need to make me actually feel like I need to do more. See, I don't like the way this thing fits anyway. I don't like the way, because I think it's hitting my neck. See, you feel it's like right there on my neck. I turn it sideways, I turn it that way. It's not so bad. But I don't know if it's bi-directional. You know, am I getting a better sound with it like that? And just let it go and do it like that? Or if it's better if I turn it to the side. So, but either way, the doggone thing is like right there on my neck. I can just about feel it touching my neck. And I feel like every time I brush up against it, you'll hear it. I like doing this. Why am I doing this? I'm making videos about testing. I'm making videos about testing under the guise that I'm doing this to get commentary. And I am getting commentary. I'm definitely getting commentary. I cut this stuff on and I talk, you know, and I'm doing my evaluations and talk. I'll go into this subject or that subject, you know, pick up on something and go down that road. And it's rewarding. Rewarding is not the word. It's therapy, I would even say. Just walking and talking. Because I love talking to myself. I always have. I've always loved talking and thinking about the things that I want to talk about. And I can almost just about exclusively do that. I can almost exclusively only talk about the things that I like to talk about. And I can stay within that sphere for long periods of time. I can like just be within my own thoughts and understandings and, you know, my own imagination or whatever for like periods of time. But when I do go out and I get some around other people, I love that too. It takes my energy higher. It definitely takes my energy higher. As I said before, the highest points, or whatever you want to call it, that a human being can achieve, at least with me, is with other people. But it's just not sustainable. It's not supposed to be. You have moments, the peak moments, the peak, best pleasures of life, the highest pleasures of life, come with other people. You know, that exhilaration behind it, whatever that, I don't know what it is, just, you know, that feeling, that whatever, is with him, be it an intimate moment or at a football game or all of us together doing something, a project, or, you know, hanging out or laughing or talking or whatever. With the highest, is, you know, they come, but it's not sustainable and it's not supposed to be. Over the long term, there's nothing that beats me being by myself over the long term. You know, like days, the day out, the fundamental day in and day out. The foundation of my life is I'm much more suited to being alone. Can I say that? Or my disposition is, so here's the thing. When I'm walking, I don't know how life works out this way, but when I'm walking and it's three of us on the same path, or it seems like we always run into each other. It seems like we always run into each other where it's like three always pass at the same place. Like I'm walking here now. It's like four people out here and we're like all in the same area. And I'm just walking normal. And I was trying to get behind. Get away from this guy in front of me. I'm gonna run. Get away from him. Cause you know I like to, you know, have my, like to be, you know, have my space or whatever. And you know, see, I can run a little bit now. I can jog. Look at me jogging with the jogging and talking and holding the camera. Shoot. Shut up. Wasn't far, far. But my energy is better. I'm in shape better. I'm feeling good. I was kind of disappointed that I got a headache yesterday. I was hoping that I could blame it on the aspartame or stop drinking those crystal light drinks and there's no black and miles and all that. Maybe this all needs to get out of my system. But I did put some salt on some food yesterday. My blood pressure is up. It could be that. It could, no. Not with the nasal pain. Not with the nasal pain, probably. It's definitely something going on with sinuses or allergies or something. But I feel good. I feel good. Friday, a couple days off. Next week is holidays. It's gonna be, next week holidays, it's gonna be kind of busy. Got some things I need to do. And I'm working on Christmas and New Year's Eve. I mean, New Year's Day. Which is also gonna be interesting. Not sure how we're gonna work that out. But we'll figure it out. Cause I work on, like on the 21st, it's P-Funk in Pomona. So I gotta be in the office Wednesday. So it's gonna be some logistics and I don't mind. In fact, I might even enjoy the travel logistics. Have everything worked out, prepared for, agendized, organized, have a plan set up, and just execute. Be here, be there, pack up, you know, take my cameras, take this, take that, whatever, you know, I do. And then, yeah, it's a couple P-Funk shows coming up, and this and that, and I need to do some Christmas shopping. I need to get my people some Christmas stuff. I gotta figure it out. I gotta figure out what they need. It's too hard. It's too hard figuring out what these people need or what they want. How am I supposed to know? You know? I asked my niece. I asked the child, what should I get? Cause you know, like, it ain't like we got everything, but you know, if it's something we want, we go get it. If it's something we want, we go get it. So if I hold it up, you can see the camera shadow. So I can hold it down. And like I said, this phone was so much lighter. It's easier for me to hold it at an angle. At a lower angle. That's less of an angle. It's easier for me to hold it more level at less of an angle because it's not as heavy at the end of the stick as my main carry. But anyway, I just wanted to cut this on and talk and go through it and test it out. And what I should do, what I want to do, is go like this. I want to try at least once. Watch this guy be coming this way. Watch the guy I was trying to get away with come this way, because you know that's how human beings are. What I wanted to do is kind of something like this. You know I'm all about. Uh-oh, did I hit something? I hope I didn't cut it off. Did I cut it off? Still record. I'm thinking you still record so I can come back here and go like this and talk. You should be able to hear me nice and clear. And before I cut it off, so I can do this. So we're gonna y'all some time. For me, for the phone. For every elementary particle. There's never just this or in any universe that ever was, is, and will be. The totality of it all, the theory of universe, and hypothesis, all as one.